Well, what we want to do next is we want to do church membership. We have a formal church membership process that we have had since 2007 as a church. And today we have, I believe, 18 coming forward to become formal members of Grace Bible Church. So let me explain to you just a little bit about what church membership is at Grace Bible Church. I say this every time, and I'll, Lord willing, keep saying it. The elders will always keep saying it because this is what we want you to understand about what it is. I think being committed to a local church these days in a formal way is not a very common thing. Churches today are becoming more and more like a buffet restaurant where people come in and they get served and they get to pick and choose what they like. And whether or not they come back and keep coming back and keep coming back and stay committed and become a part of that becomes more and more negotiable or less important. It's more about just getting people in. But we're not a franchise. We're a family, and we put our lives together, and we want to know that kind of connectiveness the best that we can know it. As the New Testament spells it out for us. So for us, formal church membership at Grace Bible Church is really nothing more than a tool. But it's a tool that does two very important things. It promotes the unity of the body. And that's for our good. And it also protects us. And it protects us by removing assumptions about what the leadership of this church believes and practices. I think a lot of people are content to go to church and not really know who the elders are, who are running the church, who are, by God's design, providing leadership over the church, shepherding the church. And we don't want you to be in the dark about what the elders believe and practice at Grace Bible Church. And so this is a way that we can help protect the church is by removing those assumptions. And the church membership process does this by allowing the elders to identify through membership classes, and there's five of them, I believe, five membership classes. It allows us in those membership classes to lay out clearly, here's what we believe the gospel is that saves. And it also allows us to spell out very clearly, what is the sound doctrine of this church? What are the teachings of this church? What does this church believe? What does it practice? And so you see, this promotes unity among us in that we want to call everybody who goes to those classes and wants to come forward in membership. It allows us to call them to unite around the gospel of Jesus Christ and around the sound doctrine that we teach and hold to in this church. That's what we want. We want to unify around that. We're not unifying around a man. We're not unifying around men. We're not unifying around personalities or service styles or service types or anything like that. We're unifying around the gospel of Jesus Christ that saved us. And we're unifying our lives under the sound teaching and the sound doctrine that we hold to. And that protects us in this sense. As the church gets bigger, you're going to, if any of you who are members here, formal members of Grace Bible Church, in a moment you're going to see I think quite a few people standing up here that maybe you've never even seen before who are becoming members. This helps, this membership process helps us to protect and get unity amongst each other because even though you may have gone through a membership class 4 years ago, you can have a reasonable assurance that these new people today that you don't even know heard the exact same gospel and heard about the exact same sound doctrine that you heard, and they are committing to it like you committed to it. And so even though you don't know them personally, you can be reasonably assured that they have agreed to live according to that same gospel that you agreed to live to and to live under that sound doctrine in the church. And so that's really a protective measure for the church. So church membership classes and elder interviews allow us to remove the assumptions. No one has to be left wondering. In this church, no one has to be left wondering, well, what do the elders of that church believe anyway? No one has to. Come to the classes, hear what we believe and what we practice, hear about our history, hear about what we are doing, and you don't have to be left wondering anymore. All assumptions can be removed. And also, our formal church membership process allows another very important thing. It allows the elders to be able to clearly identify who the sheep are who say this is the flock they're a part of. It's wise for shepherds to know who their own sheep are. And that's another thing that I think is different these days is it seems that that's not as much a concern in a local church. Just get people in the door, and whether or not we really know them as elders or pastors is not so much an issue, but that is an issue here. We need to know. We have to give an account to God for how we shepherd his flock that he purchased with his son's blood. You don't belong to us. But we have to give an account to whom God is putting together here, and we want to know. And so formal church membership allows us to be able to more clearly identify who the sheep are that say Grace Bible Church is their home. So that's why we have a formal church membership process. I want to let you know that all 18 of these who are coming forward this morning, they've completed those membership classes. Each one of them has also had an elder interview. So they sat with an elder and they gave a clear testimony of their faith in Jesus Christ and their repentance toward him. Some of them just did that this morning for you because some of them who are getting baptized are also becoming members here today. And each one of these who is becoming a member today affirms the gospel of Jesus Christ in this sense that they are saved by grace alone through faith alone in Christ alone. They are not trusting in works to be right with God. And they affirm the doctrine of this church, and they affirm that they want to pursue a godly life. And so therefore, as elders, we unanimously recommend each one of these for membership to join you who are members of this church, for them to become a part of this body. And so all really that is left for us to do in the formal membership process is to have them come up in just a moment and stand with prior members of this church, and we will together read our church covenant out loud. We have a church covenant. What is a church covenant? Really, all it is a summary statement of how the gospel says that Christians should live with each other in the local church, and we want to unify our lives around that. What that covenant says. It doesn't replace the Bible. It serves as a tool to point us to what the Bible says. And when we read it out loud together in the church, it gives us an opportunity, like twice a year during membership classes, it gives us an opportunity twice a year to renew our commitment to gospel living and to live with each other in a loving way. And when we stand in a moment and read it together out loud, it also allows us to do something that's unique. It allows us to visibly express our church membership. It allows us to see in one room at one time, those of you in a moment who have gone through the classes and have done what these 18 are doing today, I'll have you stand in a moment, and they'll be standing up here, and you'll be looking at one another. And you'll say, those are the members of Grace Bible Church. And that's something important for us to do. We do that about twice a year. It's just a way for us to visibly express who the membership of this church is. It's rare for you to see in any one place at one time who the members of this church are. Now, I want to be clear that our intention in having members stand is there's going to be many of you who are not going to stand, and we know that, and we're not doing having some around you stand to try to make you feel awkward or feel pressure. We don't want to do that at all. We know that not everyone attending this church is in the same place of readiness to commit to a local church, and that's fine. We understand that. And so our heart is to allow simply our current membership to just visibly show their unity with these new members. And so if you have any questions about the church membership process or what we're doing here today, please come ask. We're available for you. The elders will be around to be able to talk today. And if you're interested in taking the membership classes, one of the things you could do is you could, on the bottom part of your bulletin, you can tear that off and give us your contact information. And mark on the back of it, you're interested in church membership. And what that does is that doesn't commit you to having to take church membership. It just, and if, even if you take the classes, it, you're not, we're not locking you in that you better become, you have to become members. We don't do that. We just want you to learn. It's a great opportunity to come and learn more about the church. I can't think of a better way for you to learn more about the church than for 5 Sundays in a row, sit with an elder and have the elder just walk through from one end, one wall to the other, from the floor to the ceiling of what this church family is like and what we believe. So you can indicate your interest today if you want to do that.